Holy letters of the Rebbe, we'll learn first in the volume 6, letter number 1822. Quite frankly, this is a very scholarly letter. It's out of the scope of what we learn over here. Let's just mention it just to be consistent that we're covering all the letters. So we'll just do this very briefly, touch on the various different points. So this is dated, Baruch Hashem, the seventh day of Elul, Tavshiyud Beis, Brooklyn, New York, and the Rebbe gives them great titles, Avram Sender Sheyichya Nemtzom, Shalom Avrocha. And the Rebbe says he's responding to his letters of the 15th, the 16th of Menachemov, and the earlier ones. The Rebbe is asking him for forgiveness that, because of various reasons, the response has been delayed until the Rebbe is answering him now. But the Rebbe says, especially that we're now in the days of, was the month of Elul, in the days of Rachamim, compassion and forgiveness of the month of Elul, for sure, the Rebbe says, you will forgive the above in the delay. And the Rebbe is responding to the various notes that he made in the various different. The number one note, he pointed something to the Likutei Torah, which discusses the red heifer over there, and over there there is a an inference that the when they used to put that thread, that red wormy thread, that was a hint for the worm that had the power in its mouth. And anyways, they wanted to say that this is a correction for the pi potter, which is considered to be the mouth of the cow, which is considered to be a negative. The Rebbe discusses that. But he says that if you look further in the Likutei Torah, it seems to say that it points to something else. But yet, the Rebbe says that his point, the number two, the Rebbe says it's based on the Gemara and Shabbos. This is... It does fit. The Rebbe also brings the idea that he mentions over there that in the mouth of the cow you find nails over there. So that was, it's another idea of the pi poro, and you know, various different interpretations. Again, without going into and the details. There's another point that we discuss about. It says in the Shaloh that over there it says that Miriam married a black woman, Aisha Kushis, Tzipora. And it says that this dark, the dark skinned represents the Babylonian Talmud. Mendel is coming, joining us also. Sorry, Moshe married Tzipora. She was, the post says she was an Isha Kushis, a dark-skinned woman. And generally, we know that the Babylonian Talmud, relative to the Jerusalem Talmud, is called a dark, because the things in the Jerusalem Talmud are not as blocked. There's not so much challenges, questions and answer. It's more clear. So he wants to relate it in the Shaloh to the Babylonian Talmud, and the question he's asking the Rebbe, why is it the Babylonian, not the Jerusalem Talmud? And the Rebbe gives several ideas over here. The Rebbe answers him that mainly we're talking about the oral Torah. The main oral Torah is in the Babylonian Talmud, and the Rebbe references some Amorim, and the Rebbe also says that Moshe Rabbeinu had a special connection to the Talmud Bavli, because Moshe Rabbeinu was gifted the give and take, the pilpul of Torah. So, but anyways, that is a another discussion over there. Like I said, I'm just touching on these discussions over there. And then number five, he says that You know, there is a Rabbeinu Gershom. He's called the Ma'or HaGoyla. He is like the luminary of the exile. He was like the chief main rabbi. But the question was, why do we only say this about Rabbeinu Gershom? How did he earn this title of Ma'or HaGoyla? And the Rebbe references various places. But finally, number six, perhaps the easiest lessons for us, he is sort of excusing himself for his trying to find insight in the Torah. So the Rebbe says, why are you excusing yourself? There's no need, no apologies. That's actually our job. We say, v'sein chalkeinu b'soyda secha, that we should have a portion of the Torah. Every yid is obligated to come up and try to find insight in Torah, so there's no need for that. But anyways, the Rebbe blessed him, k'siv achsin ha-toiva, for him and his wife. So it was various different points that the Rebbe discussed over here. But again, like in our scope, what we're learning over here, this is that everything needs to be looked in the sources and everything else, and you need more time for that. So we'll leave it at this.